From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, White House assures victims that money will be there to help them. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas, where he promised the Trump administration would seek funding from Congress for the people affected by Harvey.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
Storm-related death toll is at least 37 now. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Harvey slammed into the Texas coast nearly a week ago as a Category 4 hurricane. It is now a tropical depression as it moves toward the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region. United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The action by Washington was a move that Moscow greeted with regret, it says, as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has signed orders to deploy additional American troops to Afghanistan beyond the 11,000 currently serving there. He says the additional troops could mostly advise and enable the Afghan forces to fight more effectively against the Taliban and more than a dozen terror groups in Afghanistan. Secretary said he would provide the public with more information as soon as he can after notifying Congress. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister declaring victory over the Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. It is estimated there were 1,000 to 2,000 Islamic State fighters in Tal Afar, many of them killed by the Iraqis and coalition forces. International refugee agencies and relief workers in Bangladesh and Myanmar say they're concerned about worsening conditions for the thousands of people who have fled sectarian violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. More than 100 people have died in the latest clashes in Rakhine, including militants, soldiers, and civilians. Reuters' Samantha Vadas has details.
Injured and traumatized, Rohingya Muslims continue to scramble towards Bangladesh. Migration workers say some of them are burned and even have bullet holes in their bodies. The lucky ones have made it across the border, but thousands are stranded in no man's land as Bangladeshi authorities refuse to let them through. More than 18,000 men, women and children have fled the bloodshed in Myanmar's lawless northern state of Rakhine, where the army is hitting back hard on the Muslim minority after a string of insurgent attacks last week. In the commercial capital, Yangon, hundreds of people, including Buddhist monks, gather to protest the insurgent attack, calling for the military to take control of Rakhine and protect thousands of Buddhists caught up in the crosshairs.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. A 117-year-old apartment building collapsed Thursday in Mumbai, India, killing at least 32 after days of flooding rains in the city. Officials say at least 15 people were injured when the building caved in to the city's busy marketplace. Correspondent Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi has more on the other areas affected by the heavy rains and flooding.
Bangladesh, Nepal, and the eastern region of India, this is really in the Himalayan foothills, are suffering some of their worst flooding. This has triggered heavy monsoon rains and overflowing rivers that cascade down to the plains from the Himalayas. From reports that we have, about a third of Nepal is submerged. Huge areas of Bangladesh are inundated, and three states in India, in the northeast and east, are also witnessing flood havoc.
Yes, the monsoon season, which began in June, has affected more than 40 million people. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.